Computer coding was once an activity for computer programmers and software engineers. Now, thanks to Microsoft Corporation, anyone around the world has the chance to learn coding skills. Microsoft has partnered with Code.org, a nonprofit group, to offer free in-store classes and online training on coding. The programs are being offered in the United States and overseas. Every online website and mobile application program is coded with a programming language, such as Java or C++. The step-by-step directions for each language are not hard to understand. They can be taught to someone as young as 4 years old. Donna Sarkar serves as a principal programs manager at Microsoft. Coding is a universal language, she notes. Coding is the language of solving problems. It's very rare that a new literacy comes along in our lifetime. It absolutely can be democratized. On a recent day, a handful of students attended a class at a Microsoft store in New York City. They studied the Minecraft video game to learn about coding. They learned to put together virtual blocks of code for simple commands like move forward and turn left. These commands direct the movement of the images in the game. Microsoft is also expanding coding programs overseas. The company has given computer hardware to 25 entrepreneurs in Lagos, Nigeria, to help get their business startup ideas up and running. It also provided technical and business training to them. Many of our entrepreneurs are not technical, Sarkar said, but that does not mean they don't know what problems exist in Nigeria and they don't have a solution to fix it. One of the Nigerian startup businesses is called OneTrack. It is creating mobile tracking technology to fight against child kidnapping. Yet, coding students in different countries face different problems. We were coding one night, Sarkar remembered. We were working on prototypes. The lights go out. No one notices. They just keep typing. To them, it's a way of life. The incident served as an example of the day-to-day problems that can affect some Microsoft users. It provided information for Microsoft officials on the ways in which they can improve their products. I'm Phil Dierking.